Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Are with me here on Lunchtime Live this afternoon with, of course, their latest recommendation. Today, we are chatting about Fear and Loathing.
All of a sudden, this chemical bomb went off or something, and then everyone was out here, and everyone was getting thrown in ambulances the next minute, and I woke up in a hospital.
You're telling me that there was a terrorist attack in 2014 involving the use of chemical weapons, and nobody heard about it?
There was so many furries.
Terrorists who were specifically targeting furries.
This is some troll who, you know, wants to cause chaos.
Yeah, you have to read this story.
Many still dressed in their furry costumes.
Sent 19 people to the hospital and nobody was ever arrested.
Yeah, that's just a short snippet of what you can look forward to. But my pod squad today, Elaine Burke, host of the For Tech's Sake podcast, and broadcaster Padraig Wilson-McCarthy, you're both very welcome. How are you?
Very well.
This is effectively a podcast about a chemical attack on furries. Elaine, you might explain, first of all, what are furries?
Well, I thought I knew a bit about furries, but I've learned a lot more from listening to
this. Well, I knew nothing about furries prior to this. Yeah. So
that's
go
a good
on.
Thing going in, because they are well explained in it, and you don't need to know anything about furries or the fur community going into this podcast. It will all be outlined for you. But as Nikki Wolf, the host, explains it, what most people would think about, first thing they think about if they heard of furries at all, is that people dressed up in anthropomorphic animal costumes, kind of a cosplay.
Yeah, that's
look.
Sort of how I visualize
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
and then it's not like just going and getting bunny ears in the shop. Like, it's a proper suit, head to toe, isn't it?
Yeah, these are intricate, beautiful costumes a lot of the time, and a lot of work and effort gone into them. A lot of it handmade as well.
Yeah.
And it's nearly like animal drag, you know,
yeah,
in a kind of way.
Totally.
And then if you've heard a second thing about furries, you've probably thought there's something sexual to it. And that's actually a misunderstanding that a lot of us
I
have.
Thought I thought it was absolutely some sort to like kinky swinging
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, it's fetishized, isn't it,
yeah.
really?
So it turns out the furry community has a bit of everything in it. And that's what you learn from this podcast. And yes, they do have people who have a kink, but the same way, you know, in any community, there's probably people who have a kink for
yeah.
it. And that's just a microcosm of this much broader community. And they've even got their own right wing. They've even got furry Nazis.
That's right.
They've
yeah.
even got Confederate furries. So it actually is representative of everyone. It's just all these kinds of people who like to dress up as animals. Yeah.
So this is the first thing. It's called Fear and Loathing. You've got the understanding of furries. And then you've got this chemical attack in 2014. Did you know anything about this, Padraig?
I'd never heard of it.
Neither did I.
And it's something that's so wild to me, because, like, I mean, they call it one of the most, you know, the biggest chemical attack in 50 years of American history, you know. So, like, it's a wonder that we hadn't heard about it, actually, because it was such a huge deal.
Did you know?
I had no idea. I'd never heard about this. And I was shocked as well for the same reason. This is obviously a major event. And you hear clips in the podcast of the news reporting of the time, and you find out
yeah.
why this wasn't
yeah.
taken seriously.
And 2014 yeah. is so recent.
It's funny, because I think if it happened to another community, you know, people would have taken it way more seriously. But because it happened to people who were dressed up as furry animals, actually, it was seen as this huge joke at the time, you know. And as Elaine said, like, you hear some of the news reports at the time. There's ones with people laughing. There's ones of people, you know, saying that it didn't go far enough, actually, because there wasn't more casualties, you know. So it's actually kind of wild.
Yeah. So tell us then a little bit about, bring us through the podcast. There's 6 episodes. I'm about 2.5 into it so far, so I don't want any major
yeah.
spoiler alerts, because I know you guys have both listened
yes.
to all 6 at this stage. I'm really enjoying it, Lynn.
I knew you'd like this.
Yeah, yeah, I'm really enjoying
yeah.
this. Well, because I knew nothing about it, so I'm learning something along the
totally.
way. I really like the delivery of the podcast. I like the level of information I'm getting. I do think they could probably wrap it up in about 4 episodes rather than 6.
Yeah.
But my only complaint about the whole thing is that the episodes are just a little bit too much going on. So I think if they had maybe 5 45-minute episodes instead of 6, maybe 30-minute
sure
episodes,
about the length,
it would have been
yeah.
nice and tight. Yeah, you would have been.
Yeah, yeah,
I know.
Yeah. But they do have to repeat themselves. I think it's because they know there's going to be an audience to this who don't know anything about what they're talking about. So they do explain things over and over
That's
again.
That's one thing
yeah.
I think they do very well, Padraig, is
yeah.
that I think they recognise that this is not a story that in any way featured in other countries, and they're working off the basis that people have no clue.
Well, yeah, and I mean, as well, like, and I'm kind of laughing as I'm saying it, but it's very serious. But like, there's parts of it, like, for every character that we're introduced to, they've got a fursona. So when you're talking to somebody, you're also learning about their fursona as well. So everyone actually has 2 names.
That's
in
true.
This. So like, I found that they were going back and they were explaining, you know, who we're actually speaking to now and giving us both identities. I found that really useful, actually, because you would get kind of confused.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
You do need to listen to this now. This isn't background noise.
No.
Yeah. And it's beautifully done. Like, it's highly journalistic as well. So it's from this platform called Brazen, who see themselves as like very forthright journalistic. And Nicky Wolf, the host, he has done other podcasts that are quite
investigative. We've come across some of his before.
Yeah, so he's done one on the Havana Syndrome called The Sound, and he did one on the QAnon community online. So he understands online communities very well, yeah. And kind of these strange stories he deals with really, really well. And he is very, very good. It's got a huge team behind it as well, so the production values are high.
How did you feel the story was told in this, Patrick?
I thought it was very clever, actually, because, you know, what I really enjoyed about it is it wasn't just somebody telling us what happened. He went back to the scene of the crime, first of all, you know, and he took...
I got that episode this morning.
Exactly. So, like, for anyone who doesn't know, it's not a spoiler, there was a chemical attack in a hotel. It took place during a fur fest, so it's like where like a group of furry people come together for networking, really, and just for socialising. But he goes back and he traces back the steps, and in doing so also he looks back at some of, you know, the police reports, and he was able to meet some people that were involved at the time in the investigation without giving away too much. Mm-hmm. And he speaks to those people, so you actually get to hear their voices as well, rather than just someone recounting a story.
Very,
you know,
true.
So you feel like you're actually part, or you're living it, or you're following the journey along.
They do have good access to guests in this.
Unbelievable. And they do have one guest in particular turns up a lot called Patch O'Fur. Great name.
Yeah.
One member of the furry community who himself is a journalist in the furry community. And do watch out for, there's a bonus episode that comes up in the middle of the series. That's an interview with Patch O'Fur. Do not listen to that until you finish the series. Even though it pops up in the middle, you will get spoilers if you listen to that. Okay. So that's one warning there. But yeah, there's a diversity of voices, and they speak directly to suspects are, you know, been implicated in possibly perpetrating an attack.
Where I am at the moment now, in the about halfway through the third episode, you're kind of at the stage where there's, you know, this sort of, it's kind of the seed has been planted that there's, you know, the police investigation was a little bit haphazard. I don't want to use the word botched, but you know what I mean? This is kind of where I'm at in it. So yeah. I'm interested to see where this goes after this. But.
And that's what I think is so well done in this podcast. Like, it really does pack a lot in. You even learn about how the place that this took place in is kind of self-governed in its own way. And its own police force has its own intricacies that cause complications in the investigation.
Where is it again?
Rosemont in Illinois. So I don't think it's far from Chicago, but it's
the place has only ever been run kind of by a family. Like, they've got this elite family who kind of like give jobs to everyone in the community that are related to them, and the police force and stuff is not the actual police force, and they're also the police force as such are also the fire brigade, you know. So it's kind of like
very rural.
They didn't really know what they were doing, actually. So by the time the FBI got to, you know, to investigate, a lot of the stuff had been cleaned up. For probably because they didn't think it needed to be investigated, you know, and I think that's what's really interesting as well. It goes really into, like, you know, at the beginning, especially people in the furry community, they think that it has been a botched job with the police, but actually he goes into all of the details, and I think the FBI actually did a better job than they were given credit for.
Yeah, well, they uncover a lot by accident as well, which is also fascinating. There's so many fascinating aspects here, but basically their freedom of information access requests accidentally sent back stuff that they think was meant to be redacted, but that they then got to read. So that's a whole offshoot that happens in it as well.
It's only started in the episode.
There's so many layers of things that keep you interested.
You'll get whiplash a few times, because a few times I was absolutely shook to the core.
Absolutely. Well, so you both have listened to all six episodes. I do want to stick listening to this. I mentioned I'm going to Kilkenny after the show today. I'll talk about that in a moment, but I think I will actually stick with it. I've only another, you know, 2.5 episodes to get me to the end. Would you you'd recommend people, Elaine, I take it, to listen to this?
100%. I think it's absolutely worth the listen. It's like a one-off series as well, so you can get through, you know, on a holiday, on a breakaway.
It's so achievable. Exactly. I was away last week and I listened to the whole thing, and I was only away for 4 days. It's really good. Really, really good. And it's one of those things that you want to listen to more and more of. The more you go through it, you hear more of it.
How many stars out of 5, Elaine?
I'm going to say 4.5, only because it just could have just been a bit tighter.
A little bit shorter,
I think.
Patrick?
Yeah, I would agree. 4 to 5. And the layout, as Elaine said, like, there's that one rogue episode in the middle that could spoil it. And we actually both agreed outside a while ago. We said we both stopped listening to that.
We knew it was going to spoil it.
So if you can skip that one at all.
Well, I'm only, as I said, 2.5 episodes in, and I'm going to give it 4 out of 5. I'm very impressed with it so far. I'm actually really enjoying it. So that's our Pod Squad recommendation for this week. And I would advise people to stick with it. We're talking about Fur and Loathing. That's the podcast, if you want to listen back. And my thanks as always to our pod squad today, Elaine Burke, who's the host of the For Tax Sake podcast, and also broadcaster Padraig Wilson-McCarthy.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a million for joining us both on the programme today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.